Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And I'm very excited, ladies and gentlemen, about having Bruce Bartlett back on the show. Bruce is a member of our Brain Trust. He's an economic historian who spent a lot of decades working in politics and working on public policy. And he was an advisor to President Reagan. He's also advisor to Bush 41, Herbert Walker Bush. And many of you have seen his column in Forbes.com. He's written for so many other important publications. His new book is called The New American Economy, and he's our good friend and our guest. Bruce Bartlett, welcome back to the show.
Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. Bruce, folks, we're going to talk a little bit. We're going to talk about how not to create jobs. We're going to also talk about, does the national debt matter? But, Bruce, you and I were talking about something off the air. Can we continue that just a little bit? I want to get Bruce. Let me bring the audience in, folks. As some of you may know, I was at a conference on Wednesday with Bruce Piasecki, one of our Brain Trust members. He invited me, and I was hearing the subject was going forward in a carbon and capital constrained world. Meaning, how do we go forward with our economy in a world where we need to use less carbon, meaning less fossil fuels, and that whole conversation. And Bruce, I was talking, I was hearing all these guys, a lot of EPA guys, a lot of policy wonks, a lot of lobbyists, and they were all talking about how to constrain carbon and on businesses and that whole conversation about more regulations, et cetera, et cetera. And so I pointed out to them, I stood up and said, you know, guys, American businesses have done a great job of becoming more efficient. Maybe we're not where we need to be. We've done an awful lot, it seems to me. And I think we should be congratulating businesses on what they've done, because we do, per dollar of GDP, we use less carbon in any country in the world per dollar of GDP. We have a big carbon footprint, but we also have a big GDP footprint. Let's congratulate them and build on that and encourage them to do better rather than holding them out as the bad guys. Now, Bruce, you go.
Well, what I was getting ready to say before you went on the air is that we need to encourage more capital formation, more modernization of plant and equipment, because when businesses replace old equipment with new equipment, they're automatically putting into place equipment that is more energy efficient and therefore more environmentally beneficial than what they had before.
And Bruce, that was the point that I made. I said, guys, they're doing this in their own self-interest.
That's exactly right. And that's the reason why we produce so little carbon per dollar GDP, and why places like, Brazil, where they use fire to clear-cut forests and things like this,
right,
are actually doing more damage.
Mm-hmm. And third world countries using two cycle engines instead of four cycle engines, which has a lot more carbon waste.
That's exactly right as well. They also, you know, use dirty fuels and things of that sort. And I don't know the order, the right number, but the order of magnitude is like, you know, we could get more improvement in pollution. Mm-hmm. By taking, you know, say the 1 million most dirty cars, oldest, crappiest cars that we sometimes see on the road, you mm-hmm. know, spewing dust, you know, if we could get those off the road and replace them with new cars, that would be a lot. We'd probably accomplish as much as we do by imposing regulations on every auto driver.
Right.
You see, so part of it is increasing income so that people can afford to buy new equipment and things of that sort, rather than using this old stuff that is polluting as well as being inefficient and costly.
And see, these are the policy directions that we need to be working on, and this is the point that I'm making, Bruce, and you're helping me, is that we need to be encouraging what Americans are already doing in a positive way, then we need to be using that carrot rather than the stick that they're trying to use now with these carbon laws.
Well, the really dangerous
idea... I've got 30 seconds.
The really dangerous idea is that growth is bad for the environment. That's the one idea that we have to be most concerned about.
Right.
We don't want to go back to live like cavemen.
But there are people out there who some of them are in charge, Bruce, who have that in their head. Now, they may not admit it, but when you and I talk to them, you get that impression from them, don't you? Hold on to that thought. Bruce Barton and I are coming right back after these messages, folks. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. A lot more to come. You don't want to miss this.
I don't care where it goes. Gonna climb a mountain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.